Good morning, Melissa. Thank you.
And the event tomorrow night here in our studios will be terrific. More about that in a second. But first, tell us about Elder Source.
Elder Source has been around, and this is our 40th year. We are celebrating our 40th anniversary, and we're not necessarily a household name, but we do so many things. We are the place where people connect to aging resources first. And I love our tagline, start here for help. So that is exactly true. And that is what we do for individuals who are disabled adults or adults with disabilities, seniors, and their caregivers. So we are here, and we're taking about 4,000 calls a month now, helping those individuals find the resources they need.
Yeah, people need everything from help with meals, legal assistance, Medicaid and Medicare, even home repairs, you name it. You're the clearing house for all of those.
We are. We get those calls, and what typically happens is an individual will say, I have this particular need or issue. So we do an assessment over the phone, and we have wonderful customer service staff that take those calls, find out what they need, and then more than likely we find out, guess what? We've got some other resources that you can connect with. So you may call for one thing and then find out that you walk away with some additional help other than what you initially called for.
And the whole idea, Andrea, isn't it to make sure that older residents live with dignity and independence.
Absolutely. There is no doubt that people who age want to keep as much independence in their lives as possible and to do it with respect and dignity. So those individuals are so tuned into the fact that I am aging, but they're often reluctant to ask for help. So we are trying to help them and to stay connected to the community, stay connected to their families, and of course, get them connected to the resources so they can live independently for as long as possible.
Why are people reluctant to pick up the phone? And it's just pride, I guess, more than anything. People don't, it's tough.
It most certainly is. And I think about my own dad, and I think as caregivers, I'm a baby boomer, and there's so many of those who are in the sandwich generation where they've got small kids at home, they've got their parents who are beginning to age, and you know what? Mom thinks that she can do it by herself and not realizing all of a sudden that things are falling through the cracks. And things are more complicated nowadays with the Medicaid, Medicare managed reform. They don't know what they don't know. So that is how we hold their hand, literally, figuratively, and say, guess what? We are here to help. Elder Source is the resource that you need to help figure out some of those complicated needs in this very complicated healthcare environment.
If someone picks up the phone and calls you, it's free assistance.
You know what? That is the beauty of it all. We are a nonprofit organization, as I mentioned, around for 40 years. So guess what? You call us and we will help you with whatever resources you need. It is a free consult. We are outreach. We do a ton of outreach events. So we are there for you. And it is free, unbiased counseling. I kind of consider us the Switzerland. And we don't necessarily promote or provide you with a recommendation of a specific company or resource, but give you a vast array of things that you could connect to.
So it's serious work, but tomorrow night, it's all about the fun. Here at WJCT, Crooners, Cars, and Cocktails, a Night with the Stars gala for Elder Source, and it will take guests back to the Rat Pack era. Are we going to be hearing some ring-a-ding-ding music?
I have to tell you, we are extremely excited about this event. We have the band called Crescendo Amelia Big Band. They were so excited about working with us. They initially contracted with a 12-piece orchestra, but now we have 18.
Oh, my goodness.
18 big band with fabulous singers, and we have got folks from A Social Affair who are dancers and going to be on the dance floor with us. And, of course, we have beautiful array of hors d'oeuvres. And I think the other cool thing is we've got some awesome classic cars that are just going to be add some sparkle to the event.
So should people really get into the spirit and dress from the era?
Oh, I certainly am. I am.
What are you wearing?
I've got a glittery dress with a black crinoline that's going to poof my skirt out. And we've got gentlemen I know that are wearing their black ties and fedoras and skinny ties. So we have, I think, the sparkle.
Are we going to have the Dean Martin cocktails? I want them the bigger, the better.
We have some.
Yeah. Is that what we're doing?
You know what? The big thing is we've got gigantic, beautiful glow-in-the-dark martini glasses.
Now we're talking.
So those are our table decorations, but yes, signature cocktails, and it's going to be a really, really wonderful event. And of course, some very glitterati with the photographer there to take your picture to capture it all.